I feel very connected to Newfoundland. My mother was born in St. John's, and her name was Blanche Mercer. And my father was born in Coombs Cove, raised in English Harbour West, Fortune Bay, and my father was Lester Vallis. And the Vallises have been in that part of Newfoundland since 1807, and we still have family in that area. I have a cousin in Gander, and we have a lot of family in St. John's. And, yeah, we're very connected, and my brother still has a house in Coombs Cove. So we'd like the virus to go away so we could return and have a visit because our heart is there. We just love it.
You mentioned that your mom is originally from this province, and your mom, you say, made you the person you are today. What advice did she have for you when you were growing up?
Oh, gosh. She was wonderful. I called her Peach. Her name is Blanche, but I called her Peach because she was a real peach. I love peaches, and I loved her. I adored her. She was very soft and sweet on the outside, Dean, but she had a very hard nut in the middle. Mm-hmm. And she was, I think she was a true Newfoundlander. She was smart. She was creative. And she was a very loving mother, but she was tough. She was a tough mother. She was determined that I was going to be an independent woman. And so she worked extremely hard to make that happen. She never allowed any excuses. I had to pull my weight in the home with the chores. She had great expectations, but she was very loving, and she used to say to me when I would say, "Well, I can't do this. I can't." She'd say, "Now, come on, Ruth. For every solution, there's a problem." So she would make me laugh, and then we would work it out. I mean, for instance, even things so simple like, you know, if I wanted something to drink, she would say, you know where the kitchen is, and you know where the glasses are, and you know where the refrigerator is. Now, she would keep the milk in a round jug, and she would keep the juice in a hexagon jug. And it was always that way. And so if I wanted juice, I knew which jug to grab, and if I wanted milk, I knew which grub to, you know, which jug it was in. And so even simple things like that a person who can see wouldn't even think about, but she would think about it, and she would make it possible. She's very clever and very creative, and she was never going to let me be conquered by this. And so she was encouraging and supportive and loving, but like I said, it was tough love, because don't cry to me. This is what she used to say, and I think this is very important, especially right now in the pandemic, when people are saying, oh, I can't go out and I can't see my friends and I can't hug my grandchildren and so on. She would say to me, do not lament the things you cannot do. Find the things you can do and get on and do them. And I think this is very important. You know, she would say to me, don't cry, Ruth. You can play an instrument. You can read a book. You can listen to the radio. Do it. And don't waste energy on what you can't do. And so I think it's very important today. I think people need to appreciate the fact that they can listen to the radio, and that keeps us connected. And I think also that we can talk to people on Skype or on Zoom, and we can be connected. And there will be a day when we can hug each other again. But in the meantime, we can still share with each other and support each other and encourage each other. And that would be her message in this pandemic. And that was her message to me. I went on eventually to do a master's of science degree while still working. And I think my mother used to say, oh, my blind daughter is a physiotherapist. And she was very proud of that. And then later on, my blind daughter has a master's of science degree. And she was very proud of that. But she was also a woman of great faith, and she encouraged me with that. And I think if people listen to VLCM and listen to the old story on Sundays, which I do as well, I think they will find this book a great encouragement, and they'll be able to relate to it. And I think they will be very proud of my Newfoundland heritage and the kind of people that my parents were, because I think they are typical of Newfoundlanders. People that, you know, living on an island have to be creative and have to be supportive and have great basic skills and knowledge and a great survival attitude. And I think that's reflected in the book.
Thank you very much, Ruth.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate you calling me.